make it.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello, friend. This is Pastor W.V. Grant from Eagles Nest Cathedral in Dallas, Texas, and we are in revival right now in Melbourne, Florida, at the Ark of the Covenant Church, where the pastor is Cecilia Standback. The word of knowledge and vivid detail. Do you need a word from God? Do you need a miracle? Join me every night this week through Friday night. That's right, tonight at 7:14 for 2 Chronicles 7:14, 2317 North Harbor City Boulevard, Highway 1A. This is Pastor W.V. Grant. You've seen us on BET and the Word Network, and we're in Melbourne, Florida right now. Come out and be with us. Miracles are happening. People coming off of walkers and canes and out of wheelchairs. Short legs are growing out. The greatest miracles, all the souls that are being saved. Join me at 2713 Harbor City Boulevard at the Ark of the Covenant Church tonight through Friday night. This is Pastor W.V. Grant from Eagles Nest Cathedral in Dallas, giving you a personal invitation. We're in Melbourne, Florida right now at Ark of the Covenant. I'll see you tonight at 7:14.
Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to Kingdom Sound. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in again today. We are here on the broadcast every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Thank you to all of our listeners that tune in, that support us financially, that are praying for the ministry. We just want to share the Word of God with those in the body of Christ and those that have a desire to be saved and receive Christ and have their lives transformed. We thank God for the platform and the ability to declare the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and his love and his power. Amen. God's hand is not short to save. Thank you so much for our pastors, Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. I'm your host, Minister Andre Jordan, sitting in the studio today. Want to continue talking about this topic, mad at God. Just an honest topic, just a heart check. Check the condition of our heart. I'm going to tell you, the scripture tells us that our hearts are desperately wicked. Who can know them? God knows them. God is a discerner of the heart. And so today it's an opportunity for us to, how are we doing? How are we doing? How does our heart show that we're doing? Sometimes, even in the natural, a person looks healthy from their head to their toe. Someone passed this week, and I was told this individual passed of a heart attack. That individual might have looked healthy, might have showed no evidence on the outside externally that anything was amiss in the heart. But God, who sees our spiritual hearts and our natural hearts, knows the intent and the motives of our heart. So we're continuing to talk about our heart today. Are we mad, M-A-D? Are we making awful decisions about God? Are we thinking wrong thoughts about him? Are we mad at him? Are we disappointed? Is there something bound in our hearts that the enemy has crept in and planted seeds of anger, seeds of disappointment, seeds of, you know, bitterness towards God, God who loves us, God who sent Christ to die for us in our sins and forgives us and cleanses us and watches us and protects us. Are we mad at him? Are we making assumptions and determinations about him that are false? Has the enemy deceived us to make us doubt God's word? Do we feel like God is a liar? Are we mad at God? Do we not like how the sovereign Lord of all the earth does things? Do we think we are as God, equal to him? Are we deceived like Satan was and was kicked out of heaven because he tried to make himself be as God, think he knew just as much and could stand toe-to-toe God? What about you and I in our places of anger, mad, bitterness, you know, emotions against God? He didn't do what I thought he would do. Sometimes we pray and talk to God and we act like I'm the God, I'm in control, bow down and do what I say. But let me say to us saints, God alone is God. And where we've experienced pockets and anger of being mad at him, the bottom line is we've got to come to a place of honesty with ourselves and backtrack, allow the Lord to backtrack us to see truth. And we must accept truth. When God reveals truth, I've got to accept it. He can reveal it to me, but it's up to me to accept it. It's up to me to humble myself. It's up to me to yield myself to him and agree with him. The part of the problem is we won't come in agreement. We won't yield ourselves. It's the enemy that causes us to be stiff-necked and prideful and not bow and not humble, to be rigid and stubborn in how we feel or think, when we know that we have finite minds. Only God is infinite, infinite in wisdom, infinite in power, infinite in might, infinite in strength. Only God is God. Only God is Lord. Only God is sovereign. Only God is God. And so we've got to check ourselves. We got to check ourselves when we feel ourselves feeling some kind of way, as we say it. I'm feeling some kind of way. When my feelings are going sideways, first of all, I want to say we've got to master our feelings. We've got to master our emotions. We've got to have self-control. God gave us emotions. Yes, we express ourselves through them, but we've also got to master them, that they not rule us, that they not control me. If I feel angry, that is an emotion. I've got to investigate and make sure my anger stays in a place and in a realm where it's not detrimental to me. I got to make sure that I curtail my anger and I don't let my anger get the best of me. I don't let my anger be like a runaway train, but I've got to bring my anger into subjection to the Holy Spirit. That is what we've got to do. We can't just be willy-nilly be led by our emotions and our emotions rule us, but we've got to be led by the Spirit of God. Those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I'm a son today. I'm a joint heir today. And so we've got to check ourselves when we see something is rising up in me and is trying to have control over me. It's trying to exalt itself over me. I want to look in the word today. Let's look at the prophet Jonah. This is a prophet of God, a man of God. So we know the story of Jonah. Most of us know the story of Jonah. God gave the prophet of God instructions. He gave the prophet of God an assignment. You know, many times we declare out of our mouths that we want to be used by God. But guess what? Can God trust us to follow his instructions? Can God trust us to follow his plans without deviation? Can God trust us to be faithful to what he instructs us and asks us to do? That's something to ponder. That's a Selah moment right there. Can God trust you? You want to be used by him. It's easy to say a lot of things, but when the rubber meets the road, can God depend on you? Can he trust you? Can we be like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, decreasing and letting God increase and saying to the Lord, not my will, but let thy will be done. We got to have a heart check today. That's a part of the heart check. Jonah 1, I'm starting there. It says, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, Jonah, get up from here, go to the great city known as Nineveh, and cry against it, announce my judgment against it, because I have seen how wicked the people are. Their wickedness has come up before me. Isn't that something when our actions and behavior, our conduct, our responses can come up before the Lord and speak against us? The word is powerful. Look at the scripture. We're able to conduct ourselves in such a manner, and in such a way that it'll come up against us, speak against us, testifying in the face of God, and God must deal and judge it. And Jonah, verse 3, rose up. God said, arise. So he did arise. He rose up. But guess what? It's the word of the Lord says he rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of God. Listen, when we get angry or mad against God, it'll cause us to do things that are unseemly. When we're mad at God or mad at God, we make awful decisions. Look at Jonah. Can I get a witness? God came to the prophet, the man of God. He's in the Lord's service. He's a soldier in the army of God. His job is to follow instructions to the letter, to the T. But look at this. When we get in places of mad at God, disgruntled with God, God is the boss and CEO of our lives. We get disgruntled. We don't show up to work. Just like we do on our natural job. Sometimes we're disgruntled, we're angry, we're displeased, we're disappointed. We didn't like how things went down at work in the meeting. I just won't show up. We calling in. Look at Jonah, calling out of duty, calling off from work. Jonah, the scripture says, rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of God. When we're mad at God, when we're making assumptions, when we're making assumptions and determinations, when we're making decisions that are amiss against God, it'll cause us to flee from the presence of God. Our heart life causes us to keep and flee from the presence of God. When our hearts aren't right towards him, guess what? We don't want to be in service. We don't want to be in the worship center. We don't want to be among the congregation of believers, of the saints. No, we're off to the corner by ourselves, sulking on something. Soaking on what we think God should have done that he didn't do. Soaking because the timing of God isn't aligning with our calendar and time and our clock. And so we can learn from Jonah today to be careful, to examine our heart, to daily pray and allow Holy Spirit, check my heart. I want to stay in God's presence. I want to live in his presence. I need the presence of the Holy Spirit every day in my life, and we invite him in. But our heart got to be right with God. Our heart got to be right. Otherwise we're off. Otherwise we're astray. Otherwise we veer. Otherwise we go the wrong way. Otherwise we backslide. Our heart has to be right with God. God, examine our hearts today in this broadcast. Is our heart right with you? God, is there hidden anger in our hearts? God, is there some kind of way something has crept into my heart that's creating a barrier and a blockage and a place of separation in my intimacy with you? Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, heal our hearts today. Help us to forgive. Help us to confess we're angry with you. Help us to stop lying to ourselves, thinking we're lying to you. it won't work. But help us to be honest about the condition we find our hearts in. Help us to be honest that we're upset that the child died, that we're upset that the marriage failed, that we're upset that we lost the job, that we're upset that we lost the house. We're upset that we lost the car. We're embarrassed. We feel like you failed us. We feel like even though your word says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, Father, help us to align. Help us to pull down the strongholds and the lies of the enemy that have erected themselves in our heart that cause us to look at you sideways. Help us allow you to put eye salve on our eyes today that we can see you clearly from your word, that we'll know assuredly that you're not a man, that you should lie. Have you not said it? Will you perform it? Help us to wait patiently on you that we might see the salvation of the Lord today. Let's go back to our text coming out of Jonah 1. So Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish away from the presence of God. Whenever we leave the presence of God, we're headed to destructive places. We're headed to dark times. We're headed to trouble. We need and must depend and must cry out for his presence in our lives every day. Not one day do we not need his presence. And Jonah went down to Joppa, and he found a ship that was headed and going to Tarshish. He got on, he paid the fare, and he went with that ship to go to Tarshish away from the presence of God. How futile and foolish to think that you and I, even Jonah, could find any place that keeps us out of God's presence and ability to see us and find us and know where we are. His all-seeing eye, nothing is hid from him. All things are naked and exposed. He knows right where you and I are today, physically, geographically, and he knows right where you and I are today, seated in our heart. God, show us by the power of the Holy Spirit, where are we seated in our heart? Where am I seated in my heart? Father, help me to have a pure heart. Help me to have a clean and a pure heart. Help me to have clean hands before you. Help there to be nothing in my heart. Nothing. Help the enemy to have no place in me, no place in my heart. Help us to begin to confess and ask forgiveness for everything we think might be a speck of something keeping us out of your presence, keeping us away from you. And the scripture tells us, Jonah, verse 1, verse 4, but the Lord sent a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship that Jonah boarded was broken. You cannot run from God. You and I cannot run from God. God is going to break up this anger. God is going to break down this angry storm in our bellies that's causing us to bring wrong, inaccurate judgment against God. He gonna break it down. We gonna come to a place of humility because the hand of the Lord will cause it to be. He knows how to humble us. He knows how to bring us into right relationship and fellowship. He knows how to. But I would rather fall on him than have him have to crush me. I would rather fall on him in humility and repentance. And the mariners, verse 5, on the boat were afraid, and they cried out to their God, and they cast forth everything they could, the wares overboard into the sea. They tried to lighten it, but Jonah was deep in the sides of the ship, and he was fast asleep. God, there is a message in here. He was in sin, disobedient to God's known instructions, but he was fast asleep. Look at what the enemy tries to do in our lives. He makes us dull of hearing to the voice of the Lord. Sin takes us into dark places where instead of us being alert and sober and watchful and in tune with God and in tune with his voice and awaiting his voice and awaiting his instruction, guess what? The enemy lulls us to dark sleep, deep sleep, where we cannot hear, are not alert and attuned to the voice of God. In the middle of all of this, the sinners are crying out to their false gods, seeking a solution. Here is the man of God, the answer, dead asleep. The enemy wants to lull you and I to sleep, but I declare and speak over us today the awakening light of the Lord. I call for light in these situations of our heart. Holy Spirit, illuminate the light of God. Let there be light shine abroad in our heart, that everything not like God will come to exposure and be seen. Cleanse our hearts today, we pray. And so they came down and they said to Jonah, tell us, we pray, why is this evil upon us? They came down in verse 6, and the shipmaster said to him, the captain and the crew said, hey, what do you mean, O sleeper? Arise. How can you be asleep in the middle of this? This is life-threatening here. They said, awake and call on your God. If it be that your God will think upon us that we won't perish, maybe your God will pay attention that we won't perish. We're about to perish here. Everybody said, come and let us cast lots so we can see. Why has this evil happened to us? They asked Jonah, why has this evil happened? They said, what's your occupation? Who are you? Who are you today? Who are you? How did evil get in our hearts? How did we find ourselves mad against God? How did we find ourselves bitter against God? How did we find ourselves talking about God? How did we find ourselves? This popped in my head too. I'm thinking about Naomi, Ruth's mother-in-law. She was say, don't call me Naomi no more. Call me Mara. Life has been bitter. Look at how the circumstances of life, the temptation of life, the persecution of life, the crisis of life, the things that we go through, the key word, we go through them. God help us to go through and don't become bitter. God help us to go through and don't become angry. God help us to go through and don't become mad. She said, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara. I'm bitter. Bitterness will attach itself to us if we're not careful. We've got to guard our hearts with all diligence. We've got to be careful of our speech and what we would dare say against God. We've got to be careful that we stand in faith upon the word of God, knowing that we walk by our faith in every word that God has said, not by what our eyes see, not by what our emotions tell us, not by what we go through in life experience. We must keep the mindset of, I'm a bit more than a conqueror, that Christ has given me the victory, that I'm an overcomer through Jesus Christ. We've got to declare the word of the Lord daily over our situations, that we're not restricted and limited by what it looks like, but that we're committed and sold out to the truth of the word. It is our truth. It is our belt upholding everything we think and believe. It is our filter. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Back to the book Jonah 1. So they said unto Jonah, who are you? Where you come from? What is your country? Who are your people? What is your occupation? They gave him the 20 questions. They're like, man, we're in this life-threatening situation. You're down here sleeping. Who are you? And who are you and I today? I pray that we return to our identity in Christ. I pray that Christ restores and makes known unto us, this is who you are and this is who you're called to be. You're the man and woman of God I called you to be. You're the daughter of Zion. You're the king, priest, and prophet that I called you to be. Wake up and be who God has called you to be. Wake up and get healed. Wake up and get delivered. Wake up and get set free. Wake up and come out of mad at God. Come out of making these awful decisions. Come out of making these assumptions and determinations that are inaccurate, that are false. And Jonah answered and he said to them in verse 9, I'm a Hebrew. I fear the Lord. I trust in the God of heaven. He has made the sea and the dry land. And then the men were exceedingly, it says, afraid. And they said to him, why have you done this? For they knew that Jonah was the problem. For they knew that it was Jonah that fled the presence of the Lord, because Jonah told them. And so they said to him, what shall we do unto thee, that the sea is going to be calm unto us? For the sea was wrought, the sea was tempestuous. And Jonah said to the men, take me up, throw me into the sea, and the sea is going to be calm to you. For I know it's because of my sake that you're in this trouble and storm. And the men tried not to throw him over. They tried to row hard, but they couldn't do it because God wasn't having it. And they cried out to the Lord, and they say, don't let us perish for this man's sake. So they picked him up. They threw him over. And the scripture tells us, Jonah, God had prepared a great fish to swallow him up. And Jonah was in the belly of that fish for 3 days and three nights. And in the belly of the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, out of the fish's belly. I want to say to you, as I bring today's time to a close, you and I, it's time for us to pray out of the belly of the fish of our situation. Pray out of the anger in our hearts. Pray out of the disappointment. Pray out of the discouragement. Pray out of the situation where we feel that God has wronged us, where we feel that God didn't keep his promise and his word to us. It's time to cry out of the belly of the fish. It's time for us to cry out of our situation, parallel like Jonah's, our situation. It's time to cry out to God. Cry out our heart. Allow God to cleanse us. Allow God to restore us. Allow God to heal us. I pray that the message is piercing your heart and my heart, that we're coming back to God in repentance, that we're coming back to God praying about a pure heart, praying about clean hands, allowing the Holy Spirit of God to refresh and heal and restore us, even as God did Jonah, and put us back on the right track, put us back on fire for God, put us back in a place of willing and obedience and submission and humility to the authority of God and his voice and his word and his will. I pray that the broadcast has been a blessing to you. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We're Victory International Praise Ministries. We're here Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. May God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Hello, friend. This is Pastor W.V. Grant from Eagles Nest Cathedral in Dallas, Texas, and we are in revival right now in Melbourne, Florida, at the Ark of the Covenant Church, where the pastor is Cecilia Standback. The word of knowledge in vivid detail. Do you need a word from God? Do you need a miracle? Join me every night this week through Friday night. That's right, tonight at 7:14 for 2 Chronicles 7:14. 2317 North Harbor City Boulevard, Highway 1A. This is Pastor W.V. Grant. You've seen us on BET and the Word Network, and we're in Melbourne, Florida right now. Come out and be with us. Miracles are happening. People coming off of walkers and canes and out of wheelchairs. Short legs are growing out. The greatest miracles, all the souls that are being saved. Join me at 2713 Harbor City Boulevard at the Ark of the Covenant Church tonight through Friday night. This is Pastor W.V. Grant from Eagles Nest Cathedral in Dallas giving you a personal invitation. We're in Melbourne, Florida right now at Ark of the Covenant. I'll see you tonight at 7:14.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you are in tune to 1510 AM WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234B.